when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Good morning. I do not see any first-time visitors, so let's just give ourselves a good God bless you for even making it out. And we, Sister Sandy's back in the house today. We missed her. We love you. And just saints, just, well, we can't get too close, but give her a distance hug, okay? No announcements. However, I do have a reading. Hearts touched by the Lord's kindness to Turning Point Ministry family. Can't help but be grateful. Thank you so much for all your prayers, cards, and gifts, and everything you did to help me and my family get through this difficult time of losing my sister. With love and prayers, Sister Lofton, own Sister Lofton. Amen. Keep her in your prayers, saints, through these difficult times. So now we're in the hands of our praise and worship team, and then of our own Elder Walker. Thank you.
Thank you. faithful.
That's the name.
Hallelujah.
Set you free. Amen. I don't expect to be before you very long today, but a nice, hopefully, impactful message in the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. We're going to begin at verse 46 through 52. 46 through 52. And it reads, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people." Back up a minute. "And as they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of comfort, rise, he calls thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." I want to talk today from this subject, spiritual blind beggars. Spiritual blind beggars. Now, this teaching begins with Jesus and his disciples and a multitude of people. They were leaving Jericho. And on the road, they met a man by the name of Bartimaeus, who was a blind beggar. It was sad enough that this man was blind, but he was both blind and poor, with the challenge of begging to live. You can also be blind and poor spiritually. Your blindness does not let you see what you are missing. But when you are enlightened by the Holy Ghost, you discover your previous thinking, your thoughts, what you imagine being in Christ is all about, that your natural mind teaches you, have indeed caused you to lose out because you've been spiritually blind. Spiritually, you're blind when you're unable to discern even your lost condition, even the condition that you're in. You're spiritually blind not being able to see the times. Spiritually blind not recognizing that what God said would occur is occurring even right before you. And you see things as they always have been. This world is nowhere near what it was 5 years ago. I'm talking about the world. It's nowhere near where it was 5 years ago. And to live like you lived 5 years ago means you cannot discern the times. This is the same that occurred when Sodom and Gomorrah was challenged by God, and God had said he was going to destroy the city, and they came to God and asked him if he could find 10 in the city that would you spare, and he said yes. You find 9 and 8 on down, and the reason why they kept going with the numbers, they did not even discern the state of the city or Noah. 100 years, 120 years, building an ark on dry land because it had not rained before, believing that what God said would occur would never occur because it didn't happen yesterday or last year or 5 years ago. So spiritually blind to what God has clearly stated would occur. So therefore, the unable to see the darkness that sin has put into the world. The world doesn't know whether it's male or female. It doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. God said in the last days, we will believe a lie over the truth. He's given us an inward spirit so we can know the truth. But instead, we lock our minds with the mind of somebody we agree with because they're telling us what we want to hear, which makes us think that's the truth, and everybody else is a liar. It's the times that we're in. So we chase the world's values over God's word. We don't know how to take care of the naked anymore. We don't know how to take care of the poor anymore. Those that are in prison anymore. The stranger anymore. Because of an unrenewed mind, and we don't want to do it. But you're not in this world. You've been taken to the kingdom of heaven, and you've been left as an ambassador to do exactly what God did when he was here. And the disciples asked him one time, when did we do that for you, God? And we're trying to work for God now. When did we do that for you, God? When you did it from the least of them. Not for the greatest of them, but when you did it for the least of them, that's when you did it for me. So we find ourselves, because we lock our mind with the world, that we become very carnal. And carnality means that I become God's enemy, even as a believer. I fight against God. So here's a man. After all the teaching in Jerusalem, this man is still yet on the road begging. With a system set up with the Jews to take care of those that do not have. There's a system set up in the temple to take care of these. This man should not have been on the road, blind and begging. But because it did not agree with what the Jews wanted, they disregard what God's word had told them to do. And rather see him on the road begging than to take care of him like the law had taught. So here you find Bartimaeus sitting out on the road with a, and so the unrenewed mind passing him every day. Many going to the temple, going about as priests and Levites and all. All the Jewish families going to offer up their sacrifices to God to worship him. Passing by Bartimaeus without any compassion to take care of this blind begging man. Unable to see because of an unrenewed mind. Your mind doesn't get renewed because we are come to church and or we got water baptized or we follow certain kind of rituals. You can only have a renewed mind through God's word. Most folk that call themselves believers come to church even without any source of Bible, whether it's through phone or iPad or Bible, no form to come to learn about God, but don't have the source to learn about it. So they depend on their mind to evaluate what they agree or disagree in. So here, these people pass Bartimaeus every day with unrenewed minds that cannot perceive the value of what Christ really is in their life. Although Christ was going around daily for over 3.5 years doing mighty and great deeds, feeding 5,000 folk, 4,000 on another occasion, raising the dead and casting out devils, putting a religious group of Pharisees back in line, said, yeah, you're honoring me with your lips. You say you're following me, but your heart is far from mine. You're not doing what I would do, because they had got themselves entangled into this Roman Empire where they were mixing the Roman Empire and God's word and having a hybrid that did not follow God's word at all, to where they challenged God himself in their presence. Although Christ had did all these miracles before them, they remained blind continually, but hoping in the same time that God would have mercy and open their spiritual eyes. So besides being blind, Bartimaeus was also poor. He was poor because Adam gave away the birthright of the world. What we were supposed to have and never die, Adam gave away. He lost all of our earthly promises that God had created mankind for. And he left this whole world begging. That's what makes one want to take from the other, where one don't want to help the other. because everybody begging because they don't want to give up what they have. Adam left us without anything to feed our hungry soul. And he left us completely spiritually naked before God. That a righteous God would not even come and have any kind of fellowship with us. That's the state Adam left us and the state he left the world. And anybody who has not let the world go, even though they might say they see, are spiritually blind, hungry for their soul, and are spiritually naked before God, where he sees very clear. Just look around your environment. Even around your environment of believers, and you will see many that are blind and poor, like Bartimaeus, sitting by the wayside, blind and begging for the things that God has promised that he'll freely give you if you only will ask. But we say that we're in the kingdom of heaven. If you're in the kingdom of heaven, then there's where God has taken you out of the world and made better promises that you lost in Adam. So my hope is if there's anyone present longing to get something more from God than what you have today and are not content with your spiritual life at the place where it is today, I hope you've come to turning point today with the hope that Jesus is passing by. The opportunity is here today. And always present, because God said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So you don't have to be on the wayside today begging. You've come to a place where he's present. And he's come to pass by. If you just have enough faith, like blind Bartimaeus, to cry out for mercy from God. You know, you don't have to deserve it if you're calling for mercy. You just have to cry out and ask God to give mercy. I don't deserve it, but I can still cry out. And Christ has such a gracious heart that can be moved by that cry. You should be already saying in your heart, Lord, have mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, this is not the first time that Jesus was called the son of David. And it means more than just a statement of his genealogy or his lineage. Now, Joseph was of the lineage of David. And Mary also, Jesus' mother, was of the lineage of David. Now, Mary was of the lineage by blood, Jesus' mother. Joseph was of the lineage of Jesus by adoption, his father. So there had been a promise that Jesus would come through the genealogy or the lineage of King David. And so when Bartimaeus cried out, said, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. He knew that he was calling out to the one that in his heart he knew was the king that God had promised would come to be and set up his kingdom and rule and reign, even though the Romans ran the world. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was the king that was promised to take David's throne. He was that long-awaited king to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies that he would come through that lineage of King David to establish his kingdom. Now, the Pharisees understood with their intellect exactly what the people meant when they called Jesus the Son of David. But the Pharisees, unlike those that was crying out by faith, they were so blinded by their own pride and their beliefs and the teachings that they could not see what a blind beggar could see, that he was king. The king that they were long awaiting, even though they could physically see Jesus' miracles that he was performing every day, personally hear all the teachings of what Jesus did every day. Here was a blind man sitting on a road that could see everything that the prophets had spoke, could spiritually see what the prophets had talked about, that here comes Jesus, the Son of David, and I, even though I don't deserve it, I want you to have mercy on me. Don't you be like the Pharisees today, well-versed in the scripture and blind to what you really come to church for. What you're looking for and you've been waiting a long time to receive. Hearing the teachings of others of what God expects, but be a hypocrite and blinded by pride, personal beliefs, performing only external practices. Jesus further confounded these Pharisees by being called the Son of David. In the fact of this title of Jesus being the Son of David, and the Messiah, because David himself had referred to the king that should come as Lord. And he quotes in Psalms 110, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy enemies my footstool." Here the Pharisees, who were very well versed and teaching others the scriptures, could not comprehend how could the Lord say to the Lord, sit on my right side until I make your enemies my footstool. But Bartimaeus understood. That's why he called him Lord. That's why he didn't say, Jesus, have mercy on me. He said, Lord, have mercy on me, thou Son of David. I know you're the king that we have been told that's coming. I know you're the one that's going to establish a kingdom. I know that in order for you to establish a kingdom, you have to be the king and Lord of that kingdom. So then, where the Pharisees looked at the scripture and felt like they were well versed, Jesus exposes that they lacked understanding of what the Old Testament scriptures taught. So they chased the shadow of the scripture, or the tutor of the scripture, and not understood the truth of what the scriptures were leading them to, that Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus' point in asking that question was that the Messiah is more than just the lineage of David. He was also the root of David. He's why David even exists. So he is both the root of David, from what David sprung up out of, and he's also the offspring of David. He was both. That means that he is both the creator of David and the descendant of David at the same time. And only God, made flesh, could say that. So Bartimaeus then, faith, seized the opportunity when Jesus passed by. And listen to the faith of Bartimaeus here while he cries and begs. And then you hear the faith of Bartimaeus describing his case to Jesus. Lord, Lord, that I might receive my sight. What do you want from me? Lord, that I might receive my sight. It is quite clear Bartimaeus did not come to believe in Christ from what he saw physically, because he was blind. He didn't come to a place because of what he had saw physically. In most cases, he didn't hear direct from Jesus himself, because he sat on the road of Jericho daily. He only heard about what Jesus had done. But what he saw was from his heart. What he saw was from his heart. His heart had begun to believe that Jesus was the Son of David. A heart that saw clearly by faith, with a trust and an assurance that Jesus could give him his sight. And it began by Jesus calling him. Look at the scripture here. Jesus is walking by, hearing David call out to him, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And look at what Jesus does. Jesus stops and sees a blind man sitting off on the side. You would have thought Jesus would have walked over to him, because the man is blind. Jesus didn't walk over to Bartimaeus. He stopped and told Bartimaeus to come to him. Come to me. If I'm the king and I'm the Lord and I'm the son of David, you come to me. And they came to Bartimaeus and said, "Listen, he calls for you." And immediately Bartimaeus throws his cloak off, stands up, blind, blind, physically blind. But he heard Jesus call spiritually, and he made his way to the one that called him. And when he got there, he asked Bartimaeus, "What would you have me to do?" He said, "That I might have my sight." Jesus never laid a hand on him, didn't ask the Father to do anything, because you've done what you needed to do already. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. The fact that you came to my call, that you responded to my call, that even though you're blind, you came to where you heard my voice. Your faith have made you whole. So throughout history, all through the Christian church, since Jesus has been calling us to him, cries have gone out for all kind of things. Healing in our bodies, deliverance of our children, healing for our spouses. Whatever we've called God out for, the cry out, even though we might not deserve it, if you know in your heart that he's Lord and that you're in his kingdom, he don't look for you to have it perfect. That's why he came. He's just looking for you to make your way to him, because he calls you. David said, call upon him in the day of trouble. He will deliver you. And you will glorify him. You will praise him in your calling. And your call is a worship testimony to others that he can deliver. Your call will exalt him before the unbeliever. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. He says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. But yet, with all of those testimonies, witnesses, even in this congregation, you know, really, for us to be so elderly, we're really in good health. We're just getting old. That's all. We're getting some aches and pains that won't go away. Getting a little stiffness. But really, I mean, think about it. Look how young y'all look. You know, some people would die for some of you all's health. And how young y'all look. But we got aches and pains that goes along with it. God then took us through a pandemic. We're still yet here. We're still standing. We have some challenges. We're just a few. We're just a few, but we're still here. God haven't forsaken us. We can't see at nighttime, but we're still yet here. You know, we're still here. And when we can, we press our way. And we've learned that God is with us. And even when you're not testifying, you're still yet testifying on how good God is. But with that, yet many, still spiritually blind, look at you every day and cannot yet steal Jesus. Is passing by. But like the Pharisees, let beliefs, teachings get in their way. No one follows Jesus blindly. But there is a difference between being blind and wandering physically and walking by faith and being led and guided to the truth. Bartimaeus, Mike couldn't see physically, but he was led right to Jesus, to the one that he asked to have mercy on him. And because he came and guided and led, he received his sight. You've heard the deeds which Jesus has done, like Bartimaeus. Your faith comes by hearing,
You have understood how one after another had been forgiven. Bartimaeus had heard about all the different ones that Jesus had delivered. He had heard about how he had raised the dead and opened up others' blinded eyes, and how he had healed the lunatic and the man in the tombs. And it built up the faith in his heart to a place that he knew that God was not a respecter of person, that he had a kingdom and he was a king, and anybody who came inside of the kingdom was subject to the king. And that anything they wanted, they had to receive from the king. So that's what gave him the assurance that when he was asked by Jesus, "What would thou have me to do?" He already had the assurance because he had trusted him enough to come to him and to make a request to have mercy on me. So now, how many times has Christ not only passed by, but stopped and knocked at your door? He has called you, and yet you would not come. Today is mercy freely presented to you again. Whosoever will, let him come. Take of the water of life freely. Come now, this very moment. Cry out to him now and ask him to have mercy upon you. For now he is not only passing by, but he presents himself with outstretched arms and cries, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. I'll deliver, and I'll give you life." In coming to Christ for help and healing, you should look to him as the promised Messiah, just like Bartimaeus did. The gracious call God gives to come to him encourages you, gives you hope that if you come to him, you shall have what you come for and not be a spiritual blind beggar. That invitation stands every single day that you arise and wake. It's not just once a week on Sunday. It's every day you arise. It's a day that you're not promised. That's a day when he wakes you up. He's present and he's passing by, wanting you to call out so he can ask you that day, when you wake, "What would you have me to do?" And he gives you this call until the day that you can no longer call upon him and you've made your decision that I don't want mercy. Mercy is the only thing that's offered to you today until you receive him. You don't want to try to get mercy once you leave this earth, because mercy is gone. Mercy is only offered when you can give a response and to ask him to have mercy on me. I want you today to recognize that two or three are here in his name. And I want your heart today to ask God for what you want. The reason why I want your heart to do it, I don't want nobody else to know what you want from God. I don't want anybody interfering with what you want from God. But I want your heart today to ask God for what you want while he passes by. Father, we're grateful again that you've allowed us even to hear a cry, that you left us a witness in Bartimaeus. A demonstration, oh God, that I might be physically restricted. I might be restricted blind. I might be restricted from walking. I might be restricted from physically hearing. God, but I'm not restricted in my inward man. And I can ask for mercy today. God, as you pass by, I need your mercy. God, because I could not even be here to hear that you're passing by me today. I could not even have this opportunity. I could be already in eternity. But you gave me another chance to cry out and ask you to have mercy on me. Let me not let it be by words, but let it be by deeds. Let this really be a turning point in my life where I come to you just as I am, asking for mercy, that I can one day, oh God, be in your kingdom, receiving what you freely want to give to me. Let me not, oh God, have this life, which for most of us is mostly gone. We've got less years behind us than we got ahead. Let us, oh God, seek those things that are above, where eternity is offering. God, where we will live and never die. We'll get rid of a physical body, but we shall never die. We'll just transition from this world into the world to come. Wherever I'm weak, I need strength today. Where I doubt, I need belief. Help me to overcome the obstacles that are in my way. Help me, oh God, to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above your word. Bring those thoughts into captivity. Revenge, oh God, the times that I've wasted. Oh God, and exalt you in every measure. You get the glory today. Touch every single body in this place, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Let this word, oh God, to Bartimaeus be like medicine for even our ailments. Let the healing virtue, oh God, from the cross, oh God, do what you have said it would do. But most of all, make sure we have eternity in our hearts. And we ask it by faith. Now, God, receive our gifts that we give back to you. We're grateful, God, that we even have it to give. God, because we could be like Bartimaeus today. We could be poor and begging. We see him begging on the streets every day, and we could be Bartimaeus. But God, but because of your mercy, oh God, you've allowed us to be what we are today. And we're grateful and thankful. Now dismiss us from this service, but not from your presence, and bring us back at the, take us to our destination and bring us back at the appointed time. We ask it by faith, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.